Education Minister and Kerry TD Norma Foley recently launched the club's latest project at Tralee Bay Wetlands. Dr. Noel Mulligan has been working with Tralee Rowing Club on previous biodiversity projects. He explained this one to me.
It all started really when I discovered that within the canal water itself is an invasive alien species. It's a thing called the Australian tube worm. I was surprised to see it there. No idea where it came from. I'd have ideas as to why it might be there, but it only appeared about 5 or 6 years ago, and it is now prolific, to say the least. Despite the fact the canal was drained there for the development work that was done along the road, the tube worm is back with a vengeance. It is really a very, very powerful invasive species. So its presence there was very, very interesting. And arising from that then, with the Rowing Club as a community group, I worked with them as their ecologist to undertake an environmental ecological assessment of the canal. And that looked at all the species and their distribution and what was going on there. That was a Law Pro funded project, and I had the support of the Kerry County Council Law Pro officer. I've now moved on then to doing the next thing that arose from that was a community biodiversity action plan funded by the Community Foundation Ireland, again collaborating with Kerry County Council because they are the owners of the canal. And arising from that then, we produced a plan for implementation of a biodiversity awareness programme, which is the crucial thing. The biodiversity action plan that we developed recognised the fact that the canal is a phenomenal place. I mean, we are blessed with what we've got there in that it is the gateway, and as I see it, to a biodiversity wonderland. We've got 5 special areas of conservation, very important European sites, 3 special protected areas. Special areas of conservation are for habitats. The special protected areas are for birds. And as well as that, there are 2 nature reserves at Derrymore and Inner Tralee Bay. So that's what we've got here.
Do you want to just explain a bit about invasive species?
Yeah, invasive species is something that is challenging the world over. I mean, we have a range of invasive species in Ireland. People would know about the Japanese knotweed. We know about the invasive species in Killarney National Park. And there are a lot of invasive species that aren't as conspicuous. Again, there is a distinction to be made between an alien species and an invasive alien species. An alien species is a species that shouldn't be here. It's from another country. There are lots of them. And then an invasive alien species is one which finds Ireland a lovely place to live and competes with the local vegetation or animals and takes over. And that's what we have in the canal there. You've got a species that actually is populating the hard surfaces within the canal to the elimination of what would have otherwise been there. It's not something to panic about. It's just something to be observant about. The biodiversity issue is the one that we're really focusing on now. And the biodiversity question is something that is challenging humanity. And along with the other, and that's the biodiversity loss issue. And then along with that is the sister crisis, which is the climate change crisis that we can't have but heard about for years now at this stage. And it really is something that is challenging. It's wonderful to see the canal waterway being used. It's been used by pedestrians and cyclists, but then the water itself has been used by the Rowing Club. And the Rowing Club then obviously have an interest in the water because it's their bread and butter. And they were very conscious of the fact that the canal is an amenity that needs to be protected. And the County Council should be commended for the magnificent work they do in maintaining that.
Is there any resources that people could access if they wanted to learn more?
I would advise people, if they have any interest in this area, especially things like the special areas of conservation and special protected areas, the NPWS, National Parks and Wildlife Service, have phenomenal resources. And there are other phenomenal resources in the area of mapping of the distribution of all these animals. And a simple one there, go to epa.ie maps or epa.ie and go to the map section and you can get anything you want. There's lots of other databases and sources, but literally you go look Biodiversity Ireland, they're another resource for the amount of information, the kind of information that people would maybe have an interest in. There's too much information there in some respects. So one of the things that we're doing as part of a project that we're doing now, which is the Biodiversity Awareness Implementation Project arising out of the Biodiversity Action Plan, is that we're running some guided walks along the canal and maybe along the shore and that kind of stuff, convenient ones that people can actually access and get to sense what we have by way of ecology and a rich biodiversity that we have here. Because the biodiversity concept and understanding what we need to do is not all that easy. It's a complex thing, but I think that the more aware people become of what we've got, the more aware they'll be of protecting it. So, as I say, we're running guided walks. We'll be having a showcase event on the 19th of May down at the Tralee Bay Wetlands, with people that actually are doing things in the area of biodiversity. The Tralee Tidy Towns, the LAWPRO office, the Biodiversity Office in Kerry County Council, and others will actually put up some exhibits of the kind of work they're doing in biodiversity. I have a mantra with regard to being out there in the wild. Observe, 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 and get out there. We're living in a wonderful environment here. Never too hot, never too cold. It's a Goldilocks climate. Put on a coat, pair of boots, and you can actually get on any day of the year and appreciate what we've got by way of nature and biodiversity.
I paid a visit to Tralee Rowing Club to talk about its experience of the canal and how the biodiversity projects are going.
Ready, row!
I am Heidi Giles. I'm captain of Tralee Rowing Club. We have in the region of almost 40 juniors rowing and in and around the same kind of numbers of adults rowing. Obviously, we're in touch with nature in a very real way day to day. The weather has a massive impact on us. Last week was a disaster. There's rowers out in the rain at the moment. The rain won't put us off, but the wind is an issue. The juniors are out on the water at the moment because of their Easter holidays. We've been, thanks to the cooperation of their fantastic voluntary coaches, we've gotten a few extra sessions on the water, so that's amazing. We've been working with Noel Mulligan now for quite a while. We've done a couple of projects in terms of the biodiversity and the canal. We encounter quite a bit of nature. The cygnets and the swans are very obvious. The occasional rat, the heron is often resident and casts a very critical eye over us and keeps a close eye on us. Also, we would encounter a few ducks. Then there was a resident seal for a while. He came in a very high tide for the winter and he was there for, I'd say it was a couple of months, and he got nosier and nosier and less shy as time went on. One very cold morning, two juniors fell out of a double and we were trying to get them off the water as fast as possible, but he watched the whole time, and then when the boys were off the water and the drama was over, he left in disgust. I think he was a bit disappointed that the entertainment was over, and he was getting more and more courageous and coming closer and closer to the boats until he went out on a high tide. But we were glad for him because I believe they're social creatures, so it was time he went back to his gang. We encountered the otters now and again if we're really lucky in the early morning or the late evenings. And they're very playful and can be found messing about, as I say. Not that often. They're a little bit shyer than maybe some of the other creatures. And the male swan is starting to get a little bit aggressive, which I would say means they're planning to nest shortly, and maybe when she'll be sitting on her eggs. And then when the cygnets come on the canal, we're always very careful not to get between the adult swans and their cygnets. And as coaches, we have to sometimes run the gauntlet when they're up on the pathway and get hissed at. So he's quite possessive, that male swan. We are very up close and personal with the nature, I suppose, and the growth of the Australian tube worm, which is an invasive species in the canal, is very evident to us, and it grows very quickly on the pontoon and can scratch the boat. So we're, you know, regularly pushing that off and aware just of how quickly it grows.
Would you say that encountering all of these creatures is what gives you the interest in the biodiversity of the canal?
I suppose, yeah, you know, even cycling along the edge, I'd be very aware now of how the vegetation changes throughout the season. The dandelions are obviously coming up in force at the moment in among the grass, and you'd be wondering about the mowing of the canal this year. I know last year they kept it to a minimum. I'm definitely more aware than I was, say, when I started coaching, and quite fascinated really at the diversity of grass. Even that, you know, there's a lot more than just grass there. You can see when it goes to seed later in the season just how many species of grass there are in the canal. And I suppose that's the reality of biodiversity, is diversity in grasses, diversity in flowers, diversity in birds. And I would say that Noel's involvement has raised my awareness considerably. You know, the canal is alive at the moment with tiny little fish. When the sun shines, you can really see them in quite big shoals darting around the place. They're absolutely minuscule. And I always find it very reassuring that if they survive it, if one of us falls in, we'll probably survive it too.
And you mentioned there that the club has been involved in other biodiversity projects. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
So this isn't the first project, I suppose, that Noel has been involved in on the canal. The initial one was the one that we won the Heritage Week Award for. I say we, I suppose we applied for the funding and so on and so forth to facilitate Noel Noel's work, but Noel did the actual work. So there was a series of plaques along the canal at certain times during Heritage Week, detailing all the creatures that live in the canal. I'm not sure that some of the younger rowers really wanted to know what was in there, since they occasionally fall in out of the smaller boats. The idea that there was tiny eels in our canal, I think most of us would have been happier not to know. But anyway, live and let live, as they say.
It's really great to see a club so aware of their impact on the environment that they use.
We banned single-use water bottles in the boathouse in 2017. And when I see that notice up and the fact that it's dated August 2017, I'm kind of amazed that we were ahead of our time. But actually, it was utter frustration with the accumulation of rubbish in the boathouse. The fact that the coaches cycle up and down the canal rather than use launches, which they wouldn't have to in other clubs with bigger areas of water, is obviously quite environmentally sound. We're lucky from that point of view. The boats are obviously run on, you know, rower power. We try to reuse spare parts when we can, and you know, our trestles, which are the little stands that we use to hold the boats, they've all been refurbished as opposed to replaced. Yeah, I think within the club there's a good awareness of trying to reduce our impact. Carpool when we're going to events, families do as much as possible. So yes, I suppose like the rest of the population, the club is no different in that our awareness of our impact is increasing all the time, and we're always looking at means and ways of reducing that impact.